We're still discussing we're at the last part of Rapapa's statement that things that are not Machmas Suda, that they're brought after the Suda, we have to define what exactly that is. I want to try and finish the simon today. So here we go. As we said before, that the last statement of Rapapa is Dvarim Shalo by Machmas Suda, Besofa Suda, then, or Shalo B'Tocha Suda, their Tom Bracha Lifneim, U La'achareim, and that's Siv Beis over here. Udvarim Abayim La'achar Suda Kodim Birkas HaMazon. Nevertheless, even though it says in the Gemara it's about after the Suda, it's not about after the Suda, after Birkas HaMazon, because then it would be Pashin. It's something that was brought even before Birkas HaMazon, so we'll see why then, why would you make a bracha before and even afterwards over here, Birkas HaMazon, not even going to cover it. B'diyavet. Why? Shayaminag B'mei Chachmei HaGemara. At the time of the Gemara, Shesov HaSuda. And all the way to the end of the Suda, Hayim Moshchim Yedeya Min HaPas. They would take away all the bread and Masir Roto. V'kovin Ma'atzon L'chol Peros. Release those komashim bivim azlifneim, and then after the suda was completely over, then all of a sudden they would bring out some peros and they would drink. Bein dvarim abayim achlas suda, bein dvarim abayim shalom achlas suda, tuning bracha bein lifneim bein lacham. Whatever you're going to eat at this point, when the suda is completely over, at that point you're going to have to make a bracha both before them and afterwards. The amotzi berakas amazon ain't poaching on mashinach of toch ikar suda, because amotzi berakas amazon only potter things that are eaten toch ikar suda. But then says, based on the Rishonim, it says, V'dinza acharon, einu matzli b'ner. Nowadays, we don't have such a thing, a concept where the suda is completely over. She'ein anu regilim shokhi adinam in a kapas ad berkas hamazon. Because we don't really finish our suda until we mamash say berkas hamazon. We're knowing to constantly be eating, we still pick at the food and things like that. And therefore, our suda does not remain. As we'll soon see, because really, the minute of the time of the Gemara, they would take away the table. Each one had their own individual table, and they would mamash take away the table before then. And then only afterwards they bring out some little these fruits and stuff, and that would require a bracha before and after. But sorry, Paskins the Mechaber over here, that nowadays we don't have such a concept, and therefore you're not going to be able to have ever had this case where you're going to be making a bracha both beforehand and afterwards. But it comes the Chavetz Chaim in the Be'er Halacha. And Dibur Masl, Shein Ein Anu Regilim, he says, Ubesudos Gedolos, Shir Gimlim Shoch Yedeim Min HaPas, Ulorach HaShukam Yenei Peros HaGanli Shoch, he says, Oye, Sudos Gedolos, in Radin, there was a concept, or even before then, they would have the concept that in these Suda Gedolos, they would Kamanashi Moshkin Yedeim Min HaPas, and then they would set a whole new table and bring out, I don't know, some type of dessert table with fruits and stuff. So now he brings an Achlokas. Yeshomi Da'af is Manero Shach Din Zevet Tzach Lebarach Leyam, who does a tour of Al-Levush. Already the Das, the tours in this kind of Suda, where they would take away all the food and then they would bring out these new foods, that would require, be this din, you would require bracha before and afterwards. But the Yeshomrim, Dafka be a name. This is only a din for the time of the Gemara, Shayim Misalkin Ashulchanos, with their marriage take away the table. Kodem Berkaz Mazen, Valkain Yerka Suda Zenches. Therefore, it look like a completely different Suda, and therefore you would require a bracha before and afterwards. Aval Anu Shayina Misalkin Ashul, we don't take away the table completely. Apo Pisha Simu Rachel, even though we're done eating, they date the Lechel Pas, Kodem Marcha Barko Bekzodoka Suda Damya. Okay, V'chein HaMinag says over here, B'shem V'chaye Adam. Then the Be'er Halacha has a long discussion. This is true, maybe that's not the Minag. And the end of the day, three lines from the bottom of this long Be'er Halacha, he says, the Suffolk Brachos HaHakol, nicely passive Suffolk Brachos HaHakol, and therefore the Chavetz Chaim says, even in Sudas Gedolos, where they would clear the table and then reset the table for these new foods, still the din would remain, like the Mechaber said, that we would not be making a bracha before or afterwards. Obviously, if it's the Dvarim Sheh, it's fruit and dessert type foods, you'd have to make a bracha beforehand, just like it was brought in the middle of the Suda. Just Birkas HaMazon will pater them. But this shaila is re-established nowadays, they say, especially in small halls, in let's say a chasna. And they have a chasna and they'll serve the main course. And then what happens is in some places, they'll completely remove the tables for the dancing. They'll remove the tables to the side, they'll move the night, and afterwards they'll put out a dessert table. And that shaila reestablished, is this din back to like the time of the Gemara, and you would have to make a new bracha. So, brought down in the Sefer of Zosa Bracha on 78, it brings down a machlokas of the poskim nowadays, or unfortunately we don't have either of them with us anymore. Rav Yashem Zatzal, he paskin that this is mamish like the din of the Gemara, and you would have to make this bracha of before and afterwards if they would completely remove the tables. However, once again, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zatzal, he paskin that no, the time of the Gemara, that was a completely different metzias, and that was, they would have it in front of them. They're over here, they're moving the tables in order for convenience sake to dance and things like that. It's not this totally separate suda altogether, and therefore he says, Lamaisa, like we see in the, like says in the Mechaber over here, that this din is not shayach nowadays, even in the Yisus Gedolos, even if they're going to move the tables to the side, and therefore you would not have this mitzias of making a Birkas HaMazon, and making a new Bracha Achrona on the things that are brought, so long as you've not benched yet, and therefore you're only going to make a Bracha Rishona, and that's how he passed, and that's the Minig Halacha L'maisa. Okay, moving on to Siv Gimel, we mentioned this last time. Even if it's she'ena bay machlis suda, like food and things like that, what about if it's served as the main dish? So that it becomes a machlokas rishonim. The Rush writes that if they're brought in the main dish, then they're going to be toppled to the suda, and it would not require a bracha in the middle of the suda. The smag, however, paskins that only if you would eat it mamish with the bread, then it's not potter. But if you not eat it with the bread, then you would not make a new bracha. And that's the two days brought down in there. Mechaber vim kovea liftin sudasan al peres habelik peres kedvorim abay machlis suda. If you have the suda on the fruit, that is your main course. So then the peres are dvorim abay machlis suda. Vafilim ochel mei peres betchilas suda belopas. Even if you eat them without bread, einu mevarch lo lifneim lo achrei. It comes part of the suda now, and you would not make a bracha before him or afterwards. That's the das of the Rush, and that's the stam das over here, and therefore that's the ikur sheet over here in the Mechaber. After it's the v'yesh chokin. When you hear the stam and yesh, he's really passing like the stam. But once again, the Mechaber says that if one wants to be makmer for the second day, he says v'achin tov sheyokel b'tchilam yaparot teresim pas. Well, you could get out of this machlokas, eat a little bit of the fruit with the bread at the beginning. And even according to the smag would say, since it's the main course, and you eat it, at least with the beginning with the bread, then it would not require a bracha. L'maisa though, if one does not do this, we would say something bracha is like the din of the Rush, because that's the ikur shita over here, and you would not make a bracha if you order a fruit platter, even if you did not eat it with mamish with the bread. Says the Ramah, the apple piece, ain't no chozul of a self bracha, even if you didn't eat it afterwards in the pas. Since the ikur kvias was on the paris itself, it would not require a bracha on it, and that's how we paskin halach l'maisa. Dalit. In this case, where you're having a fruit plate as your main suda, even if it was not in front of you when you made the bracha on the pas, came into the lafis of the pas, and by him, since it's coming to the lafis of the pas, or for your ikra suda, ain't in tune in bracha klal, it would still not require bracha, so the fruit plate does not have to be in front of you when you are making amotzi. Okay, now comes the last thing over here in Sif Hei, which is a little bit separate than what we've been learning up until now, but it's a very interesting din here. Says the Mechad, Sipe, im acher sheberach al pas, shochalu v'aisachem. You make a motzi, and what happens? All of a sudden, you get a delivery of some type of food items that b'chol you would like to eat during the suda. What's going to be? Is the pas that you made the bracha, the motzi, is that going to be part of the suda now? And you would not have to make a bracha? Or do we say this was never in your mind at all? You can't say that things are sent from outside the house is part and parcel of your suda. Says the Mechaber, he never had a mind about this present that was going to come to him. A doron is a gift. Even if he sent cream cheese, even if he sent things that your mom is going to spread onto the bread, nevertheless, it's like your nimlach on these foods, these threads are not part of the suit at all. Even if you want to say it's ikar and tuffle, tuffle is only going to be in something that you had in mind to make up, to eat at when you made the bracha on the ikar. Over here, you did not have in mind at all. Even if they sent you this darun in the middle of Suda, if they sent you this darun in the middle of Suda, you would have to make a bracha lifnam. It's not going to be patered by the lechem. However, says the Ramah very interestingly, the lo ra'itin is harm is that I don't see that this is the minhag. And the mice, that is the strongest thing halacha. When you look around, you see a certain minhag based on Talmid Chacham, based on real people who are trying to follow halacha. It is a minhag in Klal Yisrael, that is the strongest raya, that should be the halacha. So says the Ramah, I see that people get present, they don't make a bracha in the middle of the suda. So what's it, why is this being? Says the Ramah, the esher detayma destam dasa adam al kol mashem mivin lo masuda. It could be that when we make a motzi lechem on earth, says the Ramah, that automatically a person kavan is anything that I'm going to have in the suda, whether it's in the house, whether it's out in the house, out of the right house. So it's ki'ilu, he's having kavana, we also on the gifts that are brought here. So we have to understand, is this Ramah, how far do we take this Ramah? Is this Ramah mean that never ever do we have anything that's going to be brought in our house, for it's ki'ilu at kavana at all times? Or do we say this is just if you mamish do have this kavana? So the Aruch HaShulchan says that this is only talking about things that are some possibility that you would think that this might come to us, it's coming from a neighbor, or something that would be somewhat common. However, many Achronim hold that no, this Ramah means that we have Kavana, anything that's going to be brought into our house, even in the middle of the Surah, that's automatic Hi'ilu, you have Kavana on it, and you would not require a new Bracha when it comes to your house. Okay? And therefore, it would be there that even if it comes in the middle of the house, in the middle of the Surah, it would not require a Bracha. Lamaisa, for sure, things that are a possibility. For Hi'ilu, when you're in Yeshiva, everything's a possibility. Your roommate comes in, your friend gives you food. Somehow, some people all of a sudden, there's always food in the back of the Beis Medrash. Someone's got a urine site, something like that. All those things, if you're in the middle of a Suda, all those things that would for sure not require a Bracha, we sure have das on them. Okay? If it's normal, for sure, if you have a neighbor to come over, sometimes it brings you over food, even if it's once in a while, that would still be part of the Bracha. And that's why Rav Nevin Sal writes over here, Marino Rabbeinu Dilas L'Shalchu. He says, Ulai B'Purim Modem L'Chaber L'Ramah. On Purim, even the Svardim would rely on, would go like the Ramah. Why? We know that everyone's getting shaloch manos. People are sending food all the time, for sure. Then even the Machaber would agree. Then you would require a bracha. Okay? And this is Rav Nevin Sal's general klal. We'll see this klal over and over again. That nowadays our mind is on everything. We eat a lot. We continue constantly our eating. And therefore, we don't have a mind just on what we put in front of us. And therefore, we constantly have in mind all the things that are going to be brought. Other things that we're going to go into our cabinets to get, and therefore we're going to come up with this klal a lot from Marina Rabbeinu that's going to be the reason why a lot of things are not going to require brachas nowadays, because it's ki'ilu, we have our das b'feresh on them, and that's just the way our way of eating in the 21st century. When we eat a lot and we constantly are not done eating, and therefore it's ki'ilu, we have our das and everything that's going to be brought to the table. Ad kan. Guys, we're going to be having this Hashem Chazar Shir next week.